It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to Community First Credit Union and the Coach's Corner. Baseball, softball season now full swing and underway. And, of course, the Blue Demons and Lady Ds have been out and hard at it. They're both on the road this morning. And, of course, yesterday was a big matchup for Albia over in Sheraton. Heard Jim Frank and Joe Millage give the call there, and we'll get the results from that game from last night. We're also going to check in with the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, who's had an outstanding young career, a young guy who has taken over the Charger baseball program and really turned that into a powerhouse. So they, along with Albie last year, of course, make it to state. And we're going to check in with Coach Jake Schroeder this morning and see how the things are going for the Chargers. And, of course, it's going to be a showdown here in the South Central Conference once again this year as the conference is packed in baseball. And as we heard last week from Coach Mitch Chance, the same thing on the softball side. Lots going on here in Southern Iowa. Of course, you got baseball and softball all over the place. Little League getting close to winding down their seasons. You're going to have All-Stars coming up for Little League boys and girls softball and baseball. And then today we have the Memorial Bull Ride this morning, or this afternoon or this evening, and that's always a great time at the Monroe County Sports Complex or Monroe County Fairgrounds, and that's a great event. We've been a part of that in the past, and it plans to be another big event here for Albia tonight. Lots of things going on in the baseball world. Of course, we've got pro baseball going on, and this starts to heat up. This time of year where you start to see teams really separate themselves from each other, and then we're also going to look at the All-Star break where the teams really then start to separate out and make all their trades and move on. We'll get to some of the scores when we come back and check out last night's contest and also catch up with Coach Jake Schroeder when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
two wheels or four wheels, see the best of both. June 13th through the 15th at the Knoxville Raceway. Three nights of racing, one incredible low price. Friday night, it's the Vintage Flat Track Motorcycles. Saturday, the World of Outlaws MediaCom Shootout, featuring the best sprint car drivers in the world, including Steve Kinzer's Farewell Tour. And Sunday, the Pro Flat Track AMA Motorcycle Knoxville Grand National. For a limited time, save $20 with advance purchase on all three races at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy.
Jake's in queue, Jason.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle.
I'll see if I can find them. I don't have any idea where they'd be. I'll look.
We had a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. We're at Shirt and Charger Baseball, South Central Conference Baseball, and I've got the head coach, none other than Jake Schroeder, the voice of the Chargers during the basketball and football season. Coach, doubleheader with Albia last night or yesterday afternoon, and why don't you break that down for us, and then we'll get to the season.
How do I break that down, Jason? It was a crazy game last night. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. And so much happened. So much happened during that game. Might be the craziest doubleheader I've ever seen, to be honest with you. One of them. And first game, Charlie Palmer just pitched a phenomenal game for us, which I knew he would. He's really throwing the ball well right now. And I thought we had the game won in the bottom of the seventh with the base hit. A walk-off single, and team was celebrating, and the umpire decided that my runner did not touch home plate, which I've never seen before in that situation, and it was an interesting call at that time. But my guys somehow pulled it back together after thinking they had the game won, and ended up winning. I think that was the bottom of the ninth. They ended up winning on a hit by pitch with the bases loaded. So really resilient bunch there. And then second game was just about as crazy. We're down 8-1 going into the bottom of the seventh, and just kind of started putting hits together, and next thing we know, we get a bases clearing double and tie the game up 8-8, and it was pretty crazy, and then end up winning that in the bottom of the eighth. So it was pretty crazy night of baseball.
Coach, I couldn't tell if the action was crazy or the broadcaster were trying to broadcast it were crazy because it was fast and furious. And Jim Franks and Joe Milley's giving the play-by-play yesterday. They kept us all entertained. But, you know, this conference from top to bottom, and it's the same story over and over again each and every year. But this is exactly what you get when you get South Central Conference baseball.
Yeah, definitely, and there's always good teams and, you know, good coaches. All the coaches are great guys, too, which makes it, you know, more enjoyable to play games, but also makes it tough to beat each other, too, because I have a mutual respect for each of the coaches in the conference, and we all get along real good. But, should be another good season of baseball. I don't know if anybody's going to run away with anything, and it's going to be a tight race, I think.
Coach, you guys are having so much success over there, baseball wise. When you took over the program, you've really had a great run here and got guys buying in, and you only continue that tradition if you keep getting guys going out, and it's going to take those seniors that have been a part of it to really bring and show the younger guys what it takes to make the kind of success you guys have been having. And You got an outstanding senior class once again, Coach.
Yeah, we got a good senior class. You know, we're missing a couple guys with injury, which really hurt at the beginning of the season. Lucas Heverlo tore his ACL, and he was starting second baseman last year on our state tournament team, and another senior that went out that got hurt, Tyler Nance, and but we've got four seniors right now, and Nate Hager is actually getting ready to head over to he's doing some ROTC, so he's got about a week left, and then he's got to go do some basic training. So I'll be down to three seniors, but those guys are really we've been through some adversity the first month of the season here. With the injuries and a few other things, and those four seniors are really showing great leadership right now. I couldn't say anything more about them other than they're just doing awesome, and they're holding the young guys together. We've got a really young team actually this year, Jason, more so than we have the last 3 years, and we've got a lot of just some mistakes and some learning curve that's happening on the field, and the seniors are just being really patient with the younger guys and kind of taking them under their wing, and I'm just really proud of those guys, what they're showing right now, the character they're showing.
A lot of sophomores and freshmen, Coach. I looked down the list and could see you had a really good senior class and some really outstanding juniors to add to it, but you're really heavy on the bottom end of those younger kids.
Yeah, we got a lot of sophomores, which, in my first 3 years, we haven't had to play a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and we've had a lot of juniors and seniors out. Where this year we only have two juniors out, which that's a little different for us. And I always feel like there's a big jump between that sophomore and junior year, both physically and mentally. And I like to get guys another year of seasoning, at the JV level with maybe some varsity time here and there when they're sophomores and freshmen, and just really get them, to learn the game and understand it more. And then this year they're kind of having to learn on the fly a little bit. So we've had some moments that are head scratchers as a coach, and just have to have some patience. But I think they'll pick it up as the year goes on. The biggest difference is the game just moves a lot faster at the varsity level than these guys, some of the young guys have ever seen before. Just everything moves quicker, and I think they're adjusting to that. But I think they're adjusting well. I'm seeing a lot of improvement already.
Coach of the chair, Charger Jake Schroeder. Coach, can you stick around for a few minutes? We got to take a quick bag break and come back. Can you hang around with us and talk more about your outstanding baseball team?
Yeah, sure.
We'll take a quick time out, come back here to the corner 34-5. This is Coach's Corner. We're going to be right back with Coach Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, when we come back.
This Lake Report is brought to you by Malone Motorsports on Highway 14 south of Monroe and Manitoon Pontoon Boats, whose V-Tune technology makes the pontoon boat versatile for all your boating needs, changing the way pontoons should look on the water for 2014. Contact Malone Motorsports on Highway 14 south of Monroe.
Weeks, I'll repeat, only weeks remain of the going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa. They want you to know they still have a great selection of home furnishings at low, low prices. No reasonable offer will be refused. It all must go, and only weeks remain. The going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa, 1510 17th Avenue East. Don't miss it.
We have lots of big fireworks shells with big color and big noise. The largest selection of fireworks in North Missouri at Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks on Highway 5 north of Unionville, Missouri, only 7 miles south of the Iowa-Missouri line. And now open every day early till late with quantity discounts and wholesale prices to all. Pass them by on the line and come on down to Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks with fast, friendly service. Buy early to avoid the rush, and happy celebrating from Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks in Unionville, Missouri. Free fireworks with every purchase.
Two wheels or four wheels, see the best of both. June 13th through the 15th at the Knoxville Raceway. Three nights of racing, one incredible low price. Friday night, it's the Vintage Flat Track Motorcycles. Saturday, the World of Outlaws MediaCom Shootout, featuring the best sprint car drivers in the world, including Steve Kinzer's Farewell Tour. And Sunday, the Pro Flat Track AMA Motorcycle Knoxville Grand National. For a limited time, save $20 with advance purchase on all three races at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, 18-pack bottles or cans of Bud, Bud Light, Select 55, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Lite, and Coors Light are $12.89 plus deposit. That is a super buy. Busch and Busch Light 24-packs are $15.39 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. We're continuing our conversation with head coach Jake Schroeder here. I started to sound like Mr. Roboto there at the end. Our technology kind of got goofy, but... Coach, one thing that hasn't been goofy, and that is Sheraton baseball, other than last night, and that was just goofy all the way around. But it had to be a lot of fun to be a part of that. I don't, as you sit back now, the drama you guys had to go through. But what's some great moments for those younger guys on your team? You know, hey, you just never quit.
Yeah, and you know, about towards the end of the game, and I always tell the guys, I said, hey, don't quit on me. You know, don't you dare quit on me. I just won't allow it. You know, it's. We have too much pride, you know, hopefully too much pride in our program to ever, you know, just go through the motions and quit, you know, and with how young we are, every at-bat's important right now, just as far as getting better, you know, and getting better swings on the ball, and to the guys' credit, they didn't, and we got a group of guys that really pull for each other right now, too, which makes a big difference. They're all likable guys, good attitudes, and I guess what's really neat is, you know, we've got some guys that, you know, are taking advantage of some opportunities, and you know, Brendan Woods last night got an opportunity to get in there and threw three shutout innings, and then he ended up getting the game-winning base hit in game two, and you know, he's a sophomore, and you know, just there's guys stepping up that, you know, I didn't ever foresee, you know, necessarily having that opportunity this year, but you just never know. Baseball is a crazy game, and we get a couple injuries and things, and you know, next man in, and they're super excited last night. I know that, and it was definitely good to be on the winning end of a game like that. The other way around, I've been through too, and that stings pretty good. So yeah, it was definitely exciting.
Coach, you know, I have to imagine that you know, had the success of the program, getting the state, those have really had to help, not just, you know, getting people excited about Sheraton baseball. There was always great excitement in Sheraton for baseball, but also you just keep setting that bar a little higher where, you know, you no longer think you might get the state, but you know you can, and you kind of expect to get there.
Yeah, that's the, I mean, that's the goal, I guess, you know, but we don't really look down the road at all, I guess, Jason. We just try to, you know, take it, you know, I call it the process. We just try to take it day at a time, getting better, and we have to focus on getting better every day and then let the results take care of themselves. You know, if I start thinking about, you know, state tournament or postseason or anything, you know, then we get in trouble. And we did the same thing last year even. You know, we just, I know it sounds cliche, but literally just take it one step at a time you know, hopefully we get to that point where we're just confident and expect to get there every year, but we're a long ways away from that right now still, but I feel like we're at least you know, growing. The program's done just a lot of things in the last 3 years and got to places I think that maybe surprise some people, I don't know, but we've had good players is the key. You know, I've had a lot of good players. I think we've had, I don't remember, 5 or 6 players that have had all-state recognition at least, you know, in the last 3 years. And, you know, you have to have good players to be able to do the things that we've done. And bottom line is players play and they get the job done. And we've just had some guys that have decided that, you know, they want to turn this thing around, and they have the last 3 years, and it's really neat to see. I've had 3 or 4 former players come back already this year to throw batting practice. One, Austin Berlin, is my new assistant coach, and that's what I like to see. And what I'm trying to build is I'm trying to get the alumni that have played for me before, you know, to stay involved, because I feel like the only way to keep the program strong is to keep those guys involved and keep them interested, you know, and show the other guys kind of the tradition. So still working on it, but we're getting there.
Well, Coach, I think the thing you mentioned, the players play the game, obviously, but when they can buy into a system, and the big change that I saw right away is the way that you guys approach the game, the strategy of the game. I mean, really, you make teams play baseball, and what I mean by that is you're the aggressor out there, and that's been fun to watch.
Yeah, we try our best, and you know, each team's different too. You know, last year I had a team that you know, I honestly don't know if I'll ever have a lineup, you know, as good as I did last year. You know, I had Brett Breda was in my seventh hole, and he was third-team All-State, you know. And you know, last year we could sit back a little bit and hit doubles and you know, circle the bases. This year we're going to have to scratch and claw a little bit more, you know, for runs, manufacture runs with some bunting and some, you know, hit and runs and things. And just having good at bats and finding any way we can to get on base, you know. So each team's a little different too, and I'm still, to be honest with you, still learning this team and what I have to work with right now, and kind of getting a feel for what guys can and can't do. And the first 3 weeks of the practice season are always so difficult, as you know, because there's, you know, four other sports going on at the same time, and so a lot of my guys, you know, miss baseball practice. You know, I'd say probably about 50% of the practices or more. So these first couple weeks of games, you're almost using as just a little bit of a trial to see what you have to work with. And we're getting there. I'm starting to get a little better feel for some guys and what we can do and can't do, and then work around their strengths, basically, and just find ways any way we can to win ball games.
Coach, you know, pitching is so important, and you guys have always had outstanding pitching and defense. But it does start with the pitchers. Who's the guys that are going to look to make their way to the mound this year for you?
Well, we've got our number one, you know, pitcher by far is Charlie Palmer. He's a junior lefty and had a phenomenal season last year as a sophomore. Pitched great in our state tournament game. And he's just fun. He's a coach's dream, to be honest with you. He's always really calm, cool, and collected on the mound. He's got three different pitches he can work with. You know, doesn't completely overpower people, but he keeps them off balance, and he's definitely our ace. And then Brett Breda is probably my number two or three, my senior, and got a little freshman lefty that's been throwing pretty well too, Kobe Richmond, and looking at Aaron Kane probably throwing Monday night. He's also just a sophomore and still get more experience on the mound also. And then I've got three or four guys kind of vying for that kind of fifth starter slash, you know, reliever spot. And Spencer Sherrick and Ethan Canute threw well last night. And Brendan Woods has been a pleasant surprise. Like I mentioned earlier, he's thrown some good innings for us already. And so we've got a decent amount of pitching. We're a little thin. We're a little thin on varsity level pitching right now compared to the last couple of years. To where we really have to watch how much we extend guys, especially when we have 6-7 games in a week. You know, you almost need to go 7 or 8 guys deep, Jason. And you know, we're just a little shorter on the pitching than we have been, but you know, I think we'll be all right in the long haul.
Oh, the depth you just mentioned out there, the young guys, that's pretty impressive. And but you're right, when you're playing, you know, maybe two or three double hitters a week. That's a lot of throwing for the guys, and you know, you got a long season here, and that's one of the challenges a coach has, is keeping the kids not their arms physically strong throughout the entire season and mentally focused, because these have become long seasons.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we've been able to really do well the last 3 years. Is, you know, my top guy might have 50 innings, and I look at other teams, and their top pitchers might have like 75 to 80 innings, you know, at the end of the year. And, you know, I always try to look forward a little bit. You know, we've always tried to manage, like last year, you know, our pitchers might only gone over 100 pitches, maybe two or three times the entire season. And we've been able to really keep their pitch counts down. And my goal is to always have them strong in July when tournament time comes around. And you know, this year, like I said, it'll be a little more difficult to do that, but we'll do our best. And you know, some games you just have to you know, pull guys even if they're throwing well, if their, you know, pitch count's getting too high. And I always try to keep that in the back of my mind, you know. We always are trying to keep guys fresh, and that's the hard part about baseball is I like to win every game, but it is kind of a marathon sometimes, and you do have to remember that in the dugout. And so far we've been able to do a pretty good job of keeping the guys healthy and also strong come tournament time.
Coach, shake down your coaching staff, because you mentioned how important it is to have guys that have been a part of the program coaching with you. You know, they start to understand the language that you use, understand the methods you use, and so it's not like educating players and coaches. You get guys that already speak the language.
Yeah, it's real tough. I lost my assistant from last year, Tyler Pearson, and Tyler's just a phenomenal coach and asset to our program, and did a lot of good things, and he lives up in Knoxville and ended up getting the coaching position or teaching position up there full-time, so that worked out really good for his family. And then Austin Berlin, like I mentioned, he's a 2012 graduate for me, all-conference player. He is playing college baseball at Simpson right now, but I think that is the coach job, and he just finished up his credentials and all that, and we're waiting on the state to get the paperwork through still, so he's a little limited on a few things he can do, but he's going to be really good for us. He understands what we're doing. And then Craig Spiker is helping me again, and Craig just volunteers his time, which is just, to me, just incredible. You know, he'll travel, and he gets off work at 3 in Knoxville area, and then he'll drive all the way to wherever we're playing on his own dime, and he's just a huge asset to our program too, just a guy that loves the game and understands the game. And I have him work with the hitters a lot, and I don't know if you know this or not, but Craig's actually in the Softball Hall of Fame in Iowa. He's kind of a legendary slugger in the softball ranks. And then Coach Millage, Larry Millage, is still helping me some, which is Joe's dad, obviously, and who the field is named after. And try to get him out when we can. He's a busy guy. He's got grandkids he's coaching, but have him work with pitchers and catchers a lot whenever he gets a chance. And I just love having him around the field. His knowledge is just amazing, and I love talking baseball with him whenever we get a chance. And then my freshman coach, also Brady Trinari, does just a great job. That's a really important job, that freshman job, Jason. It takes a lot of patience, you know, with the freshmen. But it's also a really important job to try to start teaching the guys what we're doing and trust that your coach will, you know, follow through with that when you're not around watching over. And Brady does a great job too. So my coaching staff's just phenomenal. And you know, games like last night, I think, just show the kind of staff I have, and the fact that they also just never give in and never quit, and continually are pushing the guys to raise their game and get better every day.
Well, the proof has been in the pudding, Coach. You guys have been outstanding, and they sure made you look good.
yeah, exactly. I always tell people, that's why I said, Jason, you got to have good players, you know. And I don't do anything special. It's, a game like last night, it's all on the kids. They have to have the will to come back and win, you know. And, you know, coaches coaches might get credit when they shouldn't, and they might go the other way around too. When the team's not doing well, they might get the criticism when they shouldn't. And basically, it's up to the kids to buy in, and you know, we can set everything up for them to be successful, but the kids have to want to do it, and they have to want to put in the work. And you know, as long as the kids do that, we do believe in our system and what we're doing. And as long as the kids put in the effort, and that's the one thing I can't do for them, and my coaching staff can't do for them, is, you know, we can't do the work for them. We can set everything up for them to be successful, but, you know, it's up to them to actually want to do it and get better. And so far we've had guys that want to do that, and that's the key.
And we'll be back with Jake Schroeder right after this.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on.
Jason, did you see I have someone on deck too?
Also give you the small town friendly neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our.
Jake's still on the line, and then we'll bring Matt on.
7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. We'll continue our conversation with Coach Jake Schroeder. Coach, I think Jim Frank and Joe Millage taking the airways yesterday afternoon. I think they're the ones to blame for this technology issue.
I thought you just wanted to have a little ploy there to make me listen to a Summers Insurance commercial.
Whatever it takes, Coach. Whatever it takes. Hey, real quickly, give us a breakdown of this South Central Conference this year. It's as balanced as it ever been. We say that every year, but I think maybe this might be one of those years where you there's nothing but that you could say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I mean, Centerville, I think, is probably, Centerville and Albia going into the season were probably, the favorites. Centerville's just got a lot of experience back. Obviously, great coaching. Coach Huseman is actually going to be his last year, I believe, and he's got over 850 career wins, and then Albia I knew would be strong coming in too. They've got a lot of guys back, and I think they had six or seven seniors in their lineup last night, which is always tough. Davis County should be really improved this year. They were down just a little bit last year, but that's they lost obviously some phenomenal players the year before, and then. Eddieville, I'm not sure what to expect from. All I know is Eddieville is always scrappy. They're always just really tough. That's the one team that's had our number a little bit. Coach Ashman over there does a great job, too. And that team has just been giving us fits the last few years. That's the only team I think we haven't swept in my three-plus years, in conference play. And they always seem to find a way to win. Clark is real young again over in Osceola, but it's hard to say what'll happen. You never know, and injuries and things and kids that surprise you can make a change. But right now, we're hanging in there, and last night's wins were huge for us because we know Albia is going to be at the top, and somehow scratch out two wins against them, definitely changes things, but it also puts more pressure on my guys because the other team, coaches in the conference, they're going to be bringing their best at us every night, which we expect, and we have to rise to the occasion and take on the other team's best pitching usually too. So, be interesting, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by this morning. Congratulations on your great seasons as head coach, and last night and yesterday afternoon, a great performance for your guys, and a real gut check there for you, and that I know will pay dividends over a long season. And you have no time to rest, buddy. Right back at it on Monday night, doubleheader, and followed up with another doubleheader on Thursday night. So no sleep for the wicked.
Yeah, I'm a little dragging a little bit this morning, but I think I'll manage, and we'll go right back at it late night at Davis County on Tuesday, or Monday, and then get back late, and then we're actually playing at Principal Park on Tuesday versus Knoxville at 1 o'clock, so that'll be a real late night, and then an early morning bus ride up to Des Moines, so it'll be a challenge, and hopefully the guys will rise to it.
Well, Coach, thanks so much. Head Coach Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. Wow, what a job he's done over there for the Chargers. And, man, it's been fun to watch him play baseball. It's always a joy to get him watch him and his coaches put together that exciting form of baseball. And, of course, you got to hear that yesterday afternoon. Jim Frank and Joe Millage, I thought they were the ones that were messing things up. No, it was total chaos, and the Chargers found a way to get that win and get the come from behind and pull it out in spite of all the obstacles. So congratulations, Coach Schroeder. We're going to take a quick timeout. Matt Miller, the head coach of the Twin Cedars Sabres, is on the line, folks, and they are number one in all the state. And we're going to talk with him about his outstanding baseball team when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Weeks, I'll repeat, only weeks remain of the going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa. They want you to know they still have a great selection of home furnishings at low, low prices. No reasonable offer will be refused. It all must go, and only weeks remain. The going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa, 1510 17th Avenue East. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Sam with KB Zone Auto, inviting you to stop by our location just off A Avenue on Highway 432 in Oskaloosa. You'll find a great selection of late model vehicles affordably priced. And remember, if you don't see what you're looking for, stop in and visit with me and I will find the vehicle that meets your needs. You can also visit our website at kbzoneauto.com, which shows our current inventory. When it's time for your next vehicle, come see me at KB Zone Auto, Highway 432 Oskaloosa, just across from Frosty Udder. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. We also sell car and utility trailers as well.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach Corner as we continue to talk championship-style baseball. Some of the best baseball in all the state being played right here in southern Iowa. And talked with Sheraton. They made it to the state tournament last year. Albia, Coach Britton was going to join me on the line this morning. And unfortunately, the connection between him and the bus and us on the radio was not going to work this morning. But we are very fortunate to be caught up with the number one rated Twin Cedar Sabres head coach Matt Miller. Coach, buddy, you guys have stolen the headlines and have gotten all the attention from the prognosticators and the pundits, and why not after a season you put together last year and really the nice long run you guys have been on here, Coach. But this is a very loaded senior laden team.
It is. We have a lot of experience on our team this summer, and you know, with the schedule that we have put together this summer, it's important that we're able to stay on an even keel, knowing that we're going to suffer some bumps and bruises down the road from some of our opponents. And so far this year, we've done a good job of emotionally being able to handle any of the ups and downs. And, you know, we're just excited. Our rankings mean nothing, of course, at this point, but we're just excited to be in a be considered in the rankings. And things will play out as we go through the summer, but we're very proud of both our veterans on this team and the young up-and-comers that we have as well.
We're talking with the head coach, Matt Miller, head coach of the Twin Cities Sabres. And coach, 10-0 already on the season, coach, and you've been really dominant in doing that. But I think the biggest and most impressive win so far has got to be that rematch at Principal Park against Van Meter, getting that 3-1 win. And, you know, just a tremendous win for you guys and the program. And, of course, I think it just helps solidify the reason why they got you at number one.
Well, it was a big win for us. It had a nice postseason atmosphere on that day. And, of course, it's always wonderful to play at Principal Park. It was a good game. It was a defensive battle, as we expected it would be, and we just had some timely hitting when we really needed it, and some great pitching on that day from both sides. And it was a fun atmosphere, and we know those are some games that could go either way. We're going to have quite a few of those coming up as well, and really proud of the way the boys played and handled themselves through the ups and downs in that game.
Coach, really, you guys are really heavy with seniors. These guys have been a part of the program. They've been a part of winning, and winning breeds winning. But these guys have really played some outstanding baseball for you in your program, and I just think that's where it all starts.
Oh, yeah, we have a very special class. Both they and their families have been so devoted to the sport and given everything they have, and of course, that's starting to pay off here for us here at Twin Cedars. And, you know, this is a group of kids, top to bottom, this entire team that's put in a lot of time through the off season and now. And I don't know if there's any group that works harder than they do or spends more time at the ballpark than they do. But, you know, their efforts are certainly paying off here, at least in recent history for us.
Coach, from a coaching perspective, it's probably easy to get the guys excited about wanting to play baseball, but I think one of the things that comes with having that number one put on the back and having been the Principal Park and played on the big stage is that there becomes a little bit of that pressure that gets on the kids. How as a coach do you handle that?
Well, we talk as a team about how we are going to experience some ups and downs. There will be some adversity along the way, and it's important not to let our emotions take over, when we are down in a game. And baseball's a game where emotionally you have to stay on an even keel as much as possible. And there will be times where we will find ourselves behind, and we just have to trust that our defense is going to play well and get us through it, and then the bats will come alive when we need them. But we have some great opponents that we play throughout the entire summer, and we know that there will be some times where we're behind, and we're all right with that. When you have an experienced group like we do, it's really nice knowing that they're not going to get rattled in certain situations. And we know we have a long summer ahead, and our goal right now is to just make sure we're as prepared as possible as we go through the season, and just to make sure that we're playing our best ball toward the end of the summer.
Well, Coach, when I look down this list, you guys have not shied away from trying to play the best. I look down here, and you got some, you really took some time to put together a tough schedule.
We did. It's what our boys want. It's what our community wants, and we're really proud of our schedule. We had 7 games in the first 5 days of the summer, including some tough games against North Tama, Pella Christian. Of course, recently Van Meter. We go to a Lisbon tournament here today against Lisbon and Springfield, and then we come back Monday and play Van Buren at home, and of course Albion next Wednesday, and then we follow with Martinsdale. And so we have a tough schedule. We're proud of that, and we know that it's going to prepare us, and it will hopefully expose some of the any weakness that we may have at the time so that we can make sure that we shore those up during the summer.
One of the advantages you have as a coach with that many seniors and juniors, you got a pretty good feel of the guys you got on your ball club, and then I think then you can start to just work on strengths rather than trying to find where guys fit.
Yep, yeah, definitely. And one thing that we have that a lot of people may not realize is how flexible these players are. Many of them can play at many different positions, and that allows us as we go through the summer to get some rest, to some sore arms here and there, and take care of the bumps and bruises that we have. We have some young sophomores as well that can step up and come in and get some at-bats for us and do well defensively. And as the summer goes on and as the heat picks up, we'll certainly lean on them more and more.
Well, Coach, it's been a joy watching your program and the way the guys compete and go at it. This is going to be an exciting season, and we're going to try to bring as many games to the air as possible and keep our eyes right on you guys. And, of course, we'll be there on Wednesday night when you come to Albion, and that is going to be a heck of a showdown.
It'll be a fun night. We love playing Albion. They test us in every possible way every time we play them. Such a great program and a great team. That's what we look to play. I think no matter what happens on that night, it's going to be a great ball game, and we're certainly excited to play there.
Well, Coach, congratulations on all the accolades you guys are getting, because you've deserved them, and congratulations to your program. An outstanding job out of you and your staff, and the whole community's really bought in, as well as the administration there at Twin Cedars.
Oh yes, we're very, very lucky. Support from our administration, our community, our families is second to none, and we're just so very lucky to have that. And our boys certainly understand that as well. And you know, their job right now is just to go out there, have fun, and play baseball, and play the style that we like. And so far, it's been a fun summer, and we look forward to the rest of it coming up.
The outstanding head coach of the number one rated team, and that is Twin Cedars. The Sabres are number one, 10-0 on the season, and I'll tell you, folks, they have not shied away from anybody. You look up and down their schedule, and they're going to play some of the very, very best. And of course, we're looking forward to Wednesday night as they come to Albion. We'll take on the Blue Demons, and we'll have that broadcast for you. Matt Miller, head coach of the Twin Cedars. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and wrap things up from the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Two wheels or four wheels, see the best of both. June 13th through the 15th at the Knoxville Raceway. Three nights of racing, one incredible low price. Friday night, it's the Vintage Flat Track Motorcycles. Saturday, the World of Outlaws MediaCom Shootout, featuring the best sprint car drivers in the world, including Steve Kinzer's Farewell Tour. And Sunday, the Pro Flat Track AMA Motorcycle Knoxville Grand National. For a limited time, save $20 with advance purchase on all three races at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
This Lake Report is brought to you by Malone Motorsports on Highway 14 south of Monroe and Manitou Pontoon Boats, whose V-Tune technology makes the pontoon boat versatile for all your boating needs, changing the way pontoons should look on the water for 2014. Contact Malone Motorsports on Highway 14 south of Monroe.
Weeks, I'll repeat, only weeks remain of the going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa. They want you to know they still have a great selection of home furnishings at low, low prices. No reasonable offer will be refused. It all must go, and only weeks remain. The going out of business sale at Edgetown Furniture in Oskaloosa, 1510 17th Avenue East. Don't miss it.
Celebrate International Glamour Camping at Country Cabins and Frontier Trading Post, 1 mile east of Sheraton, June 6th through 8th. Bring your vintage camper, tent, or teepee. Friday starts with a barbecue supper and professional storyteller. Saturday, countywide garage sales, farmers market, community band concert, shopping downtown bargain bonanza, parks to hike, lakes to fish, mini golf, and public pool. A 50s night at the Soda Pop Saloon. Sunday is fireside breakfast and worship service. For more information, call 641-774-8225. Let's celebrate in Sheraton June 6th through 8th.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Lefty's Barbecue and Catering in Ottumwa, formerly the owners of The Warehouse, is now taking reservations for your event. They serve a variety of smoked barbecued meats with the traditional sides. So if you're planning a wedding, class reunion, birthday party, anniversary, or any gathering, contact Steve or Terry at 641-814-3356, 814-3356. Let the pros handle the cooking for your next get-together. No muss, no fuss, just enjoy your event. Call Steve or Terry at 641-814-3356. That's Lefty's Barbecue in Ottumwa, serving the surrounding area.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Great conversation this morning here with some outstanding baseball coaches. Coach Jake Schroeder from Sheraton joins us this morning, and they have had a nice run over there. Coach Schroeder took over that program and really changed things around, and of course we'll remember their trips to Principal Park and the outstanding season that they had last year, and they're on their way to another outstanding season. You get a couple of wins over Albia. They open up your conference season, and of course Albia ninth rated in the state. That's a big accomplishment for them. Then to get Matt Miller on the phone, folks, they have got an absolutely beautiful team to watch. They are so much fun to go and watch. As Coach talked about, Coach Miller, their athletes are very dynamic. They can play about any place on the ball diamond. That's going to make Coach Miller's season a really good one. This is a team that's been bought into their program. They've made some huge strides in their program, and this is not something that just started. These seniors have been a part of a lot of wins for Twin Cedars, and it's going to have a lot of fun this summer watching the Sabres play on the old ball diamond. Of course, we're going to have that contest on Wednesday night. Albia today is on the road. The Blue Demons are going to Colfax. They have the Colfax tournament today they're going to be involved in. And then they'll have Clark of Osceola at home on Monday. On Wednesday, the Sabres come to town. And then Thursday, Davis County comes to town. So it's going to be a home week for the Blue Demon baseball team. And for the girls, today, I believe they're up in Oskaloosa. And I think they got three games there today. And we'll take a look at those games. It looks like they got Newton, South Hardin, Eldora, and Pella today up in Oskaloosa. And then the coach and the ladies return. They'll go back on to the conference trail, Centerville on Monday. Lone Tree, Central Lee, and Mount Pleasant on Tuesday in three games down in Bloomfield. Sheraton will come to town on Thursday. And then the ladies, I'll tell you what, they get a lot of softball in. Coach fills that schedule pretty tight and long. And the ladies are off to a great start here, as they've only got one loss on the record, and to go with their six wins. So this is an outstanding Lady D softball team. Going to be a lot of fun around the old ball diamonds this summer, and we're going to be there all that we can. Your sports leader, KIIC. Want to thank Scotty Fry back at the board, keeping things together and overcoming schedules and overcoming technology and making sure that this gets out over the airways. Want to thank Community First Credit Union. You can find them in your communities, Sheraton. You can find them right there across from the Hy-Vee and here in Albia, of course, here at the corner of 34 and 5. Don't forget tonight the Memorial Dan Larson Bull Ride going on tonight at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. Get out there and have a great time and see some of the best bull riding you're going to see, and it'll be all right here for you. This is Jason Summer saying so long. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great weekend.